one of the first major leaves I turned over was deciding to move to Chicago with no money and no job right after college. Not the best idea for a liberal arts grad, but as I'm sitting in the lazy boy chair in the back of the moving van that my parents are driving, we're somewhere on I-90, right around Comiskey Park, I get a phone call from a portrait studio asking me, can I start Monday? I think, yes, great, everything's gonna work out. I get to my fancy photography job, and my duties include trimming wallet-sized photos and packaging them and shipping them. Okay, that's fine. You know, we have to start somewhere. I quickly was able to upgrade to a new, slightly higher paying job doing Photoshop for 8 hours a day. I sort of found out pretty quickly that life in the big city was difficult for a small town kid like me to get used to. You're barely making rent. You're having to commute an hour back and forth downtown, dealing with a lot of the inconveniences of city life. But, you know, when you're 23, your desires aren't quite as complicated as they are when you get older. You don't know any better. So I like to do what I call caveman dinner. This is a fancy way of saying that I would eat trail mix for dinner. It's very easy to prepare. Not quite as trendy as paleo, but it gets the job done. So that year, when my friends and I came back for Thanksgiving, the return trip became a sort of primer in how cruel the universe can be. So I'm sitting on the bus in the East Lansing bus station. I'm looking out the window, and I see a man get out of a car, and he takes the contents of a pill bottle, throws them on the ground, and proceeds to squash each and every pill individually, while his passenger pleads with him, "I need my medicine to survive." I have no idea what situation these people were going through, but I thought, as a filmmaker, I couldn't write as devastating an intervention as that was. So proceed on to the Battle Creek for a layover waiting for the train. And on a drizzly Sunday, nothing is open in Battle Creek to eat. So you pass the time in the train station. Get into Chicago that night, and I'm making my way to the L. And I look down, I'm downtown, and I see a little mouse on the sidewalk. And I think for a second, if this mouse can make its way in this big city, then this big boy has got to be able to as well. And just as I'm finishing that thought, I see the mouse try to cross Wacker Drive. And the city literally crushes it. I go on to dub this weekend the Tournament of Sadness. And all you have to do to win is just get to the finish line. So the rest of the year wasn't all that bad. My friends and I actually turned some of those events into art. We wrote a film and produced it. My friend wrote several short plays. We rented a theater. We put on an evening of original film and theater. We had a lot of great experiences. But with the financial crisis on the horizon, this is 2007, I finally saw the writing on the wall, and it said, go back to grad school. So on a frigid Sunday, I make my way downtown and take the GRE and start the process of turning over another leaf. So nearly a year after I had moved there, I come back home, and I'm accepted to a master's program at MSU. And since then, I've turned over many new leaves, met my future wife, Katie. I translated the master's degree into a position at MSU, and later another one teaching filmmaking. And I look forward to turning over lots of new leaves in the future, but I hope that none of them have anything to do with caveman dinner. Thanks.